Again, we welcome you to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Give Neil a call now, 888-787-KLIF. That's 888-787-KLIF. And now, once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Stubby, very much. Welcome back to our second hour. We have only a line open, but you're welcome to grab it if you want to. We'd love to have you do that. 888-787-KLIF. 888-787-5543. At this point, I was at one point doing the most asked question of the week. Well, that didn't work too well for me a few weeks in a row because somebody would always ask it about 2 minutes before the end of the prior hour. So I abandoned that one. And I've kind of evolved for the time being until I come up with some other idea into an interesting question of the week. And the interesting question has to do with this one was something I get asked pretty often. But it never would rise to the most asked question of the week. It is, how can I stake or prop a tree that is not straight? It's been in the ground now for, I'm just going to pick a number, 5 years, and it's at an uncomfortable 20-degree angle out of plumb. And the sad news of that is that if you pull it with anything, rope or cable or something, or prop it on the other side with the 2x4 pushed against it or anything, as soon as you release whatever you're using to get it into vertical, 10 years later, it's going to go right back. It remembers. It has a lifelong memory. The only way to get a tree straight that has not been planted properly in the first place is to dig it and reset it. Isn't that great news? Sorry about that, but if you mess up at the outset, you're going to be messed up forever. So, do it right in the first place. Stake and guide the tree originally and do it right. And that brings up now the next question. I see some of the worst staking done, and some of it's done by professionals. You just need to have three stakes. There are several good ways to stake a tree. It's not all in just Neil's way, one way. But one way is to have three stakes 120 degrees apart. You know, that's 360 degrees in a circle. And one of them should be due south of the tree. One should be northeast and one should be northwest. The prevailing winds in our area are from the south, and so you want that one due south. And that will help it during the summertime when it's leafed out. And the other two then are just to triangulate. And the guy wires need to come up to, not to the halfway point on the trunk, but maybe 40% of the way up the trunk. A lot of people stake way too low. They have the guy wire way too low on the trunk, and it doesn't do any good. They don't do any good when they're down low. You need to pad the trunk with a burlap or with a section of old garden hose so that the wire doesn't rub a hole through the bark. You need to remember to take the wire off before the trunk gets girdled, and it needs to be kept taut at all times. Have you ever seen a tree that was staked and the wires are hanging there just limp? That's not offering any help at all. So do all that. Leave it staked for a couple of years until the canopy fills in and the tree really starts to grow. And then water the tree. This is not anything about staking it, but make a berm of soil, a donut of soil out a couple feet away from the trunk, and fill that basin with water when you water. Water with a garden hose. Don't water with a sprinkler system. And don't put one of those bags of water around the trunk of the tree. And if the tree's 8 years old, don't put one of those bags around it. That is just so silly. It's a waste of $40 or $50, and it doesn't do any good. The roots that are active are out away from the trunk, especially of a tree that's semi-mature. Anyway, that's a bunch of stuff on trees. I want to get to Stan in Callisburg. So that's our question for this week. Sponsored today by Wild Birds Unlimited. I am so grateful to have them as a sponsor here, and so happy to tell you about them. Every week it's something new about Wild Birds Unlimited. We had nuthatches coming down our tree trunk, and I as familiar as I am with the name nuthatch, I didn't recognize them in our trees. And they are the cutest little birds. I got some help in identifying them this week and took some photos and just a lot of different, you know, there are a lot of things out there that you don't recognize if you, unless you're sitting there looking and paying attention. And the folks at Wild Birds Unlimited will help you enjoy the wild birds in your own backyard to the fullest. Hummingbirds, you betcha, and they have the best hummingbird feeders. We have three of them in our landscape. I have two in and one ready to go into our landscape. They can help you with that. They have some of the most wonderful bird seeds and the feeders to accommodate those seeds to attract nesting birds and feeding birds. It's just a lot of fun to get involved with the birds of North Texas, and they'll help you. These people love birds, and they are so enthusiastic about them. There are three locations specifically I want to tell you about. In Arlington, 1660 West Randall Mill Road, near Gene Allen's Hallmark. The same shopping center down at the west end of that shopping center. 1660 West Randall Mill. In Dallas at 6333 East Mockingbird Lane, the northwest corner of Abrams. And in McKinney at 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway, right beside almost the Tom Thumb. There's a Hallmark store beside them as well. WBU.com/DFW. Wild Birds Unlimited, bringing people and nature together and doing it with excellence in Dallas, McKinney, and Arlington.
It's time now to get back to Neil. After all, you've got questions, and Neil has the answers. Don't you love it when things work out like that? Here's Neil.
Thank you, Stubby. Let's go to Stan in Kalispell. Stan, tell me where Kalispell is, would you please?
It's about 15 miles northeast of Gainesville.
All right, you must be right on the river.
Yeah, we're pretty dang close to it.
All right.
Hey, about 25 years ago, I heard you do the same thing about the staking the trees.
Yes,
and everything,
sir.
And I've done it that way ever since, and it always works.
Oh, I'm glad to hear the testimonial. Thank you. Good deal.
Yes. Hey, I've got a friend that has about a 600-square-foot front yard that has a lot of that so-called yellow flower clover and mixture clover in the front yard, with a little bit of Bermuda, about 40% Bermuda. And they were wanting to spray to kill those weeds. And I told them, wait a minute, don't spray yet. And I gave them a little bit of advice that I've heard you do in the past, but it might be wrong. What would you suggest that they do?
All right, let's identify the weed, though, before we go any farther.
It looks like a type of clover.
Well, there are two plants that would fall in that category. One of them is burr clover, which makes a rosette that is down close to the ground. And the other is oxalis, or sheep sorrel, S-O-R-R-E-L-L. I think or two, one L, maybe. Anyway, oxalis has a stem. It has a little trunk that comes up about 4 or 5 inches above the ground. And its flowers look like bells, like little bells. Do you have any idea which they have?
It's a little bit it's shorter than that 5-inch scale. It's a little bit closer to the ground, you know, 2 to 3 inches tall, and it covers the whole front yard. But there's slivers of Bermuda that are in there, too.
I get all that, but it makes a huge difference on my answer.
But
they want to get rid of it, whatever it is. They want to get rid of it.
They just want the Bermuda to come back and kind of take over the yard like it should have, because it hasn't been maintained very well.
All right. Either one of those two weeds will be controlled pretty easily with a broadleafed weed killer with 2,4-D, 2,4-D. Oxalis is more difficult to control than burr clover. Burr clover is quite easy. So I would start with a spray, a pump-up sprayer, not a hose-in sprayer because there's too much danger of drift onto shrubs. I'd use a tank sprayer and apply it after 4 or 5 days after they mow. You want as much growth on the weed as you can get. And it's just a straight weed killer. There's no fertilizer involved with it. It's just a weed killer. And it will, about a week after it's used, they will notice that the weeds are beginning to gnarl and twist and contort and then die away. Oxalis,
right.
If it's oxalis, they will have better results if they put one or two drops of a liquid dishwashing detergent like Ivory or Dawn or any of the others in with the spray to help it hold on the leaves, because the oxalis leaves are very waxy.
I kind of do the same thing when I spray the pastures and everything.
Yeah. You use a surfactant. It's the same principle. So that's what they need to do. And then I would come back with an all nitrogen fertilizer maybe a week later and good lawn food.
If you don't mind me asking, would that be a slow release or fast release?
It would be both. It would be a combination that has some timed release and has some quick release. You want, if you can find one that's half and half, that's a blend that has up to half of the nitrogen in slow release form, that would be
ideal. So a person can get a blend of slow release and
absolutely
fast release.
Yeah, it'll talk about how much of it is encapsulated, how much of it is fast release ammonia form.
Okay.
That's in the fine print.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, but I didn't know if it could just be controlled a little bit by just fertilizing the Bermuda to eventually push the weeds out, or if the weeds actually needed to be sprayed first.
I think I would spray first just to get it back to zero weeds, and I think she or he will be happier if they get rid of the weeds right away, and then the Bermuda will be unencumbered. It can grow much faster. I don't want to wait on the weeds. Oxalis has seeds that explode. The seed capsules explode, and it gets sent a lot of directions. You just don't want to mess around with it, and the burr clover will die away as it gets hot, but I would spray either one of them. It's not that big a deal.
I just you answered my question very well, because I did not know that there was a blend of slow release and fast release.
All of the good lawn foods have that. Good lawn foods have that.
Very good. You answered my question. I appreciate it very much.
All right, Stan. Take care. Good to hear from you. Don't wait 25 more years. Thank you, sir. All right, that opens the line, folks. That opens, actually, as it turns out now, all lines are available to you. Call right now, won't you? Take away some of the angst of the old talk show host here, 888-787-KLIF. I think everybody must be running for cover in the rainstorm, probably. 888-787-5543. Call right now, 888-787-KLIF. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I want to describe my book to you a little bit, because this is one where it was going to be a workbook. It's going to be kind of a handbook that people could take with them under their arm into the nursery. And you still can. It's just that you may shift arms halfway through, because it's a pretty heavy book. It's 344 pages, and it's hardback, and it's on a really high-quality paper. It's a significant book. I'm really proud of this. But it did turn out to be more of a book than I expected. And when we got through, before I had any idea, Cindy Smith, our graphic designer, said, "Well, Neil, I thought you'd like to know your photograph count. You used 840 of your photographs." Oh, my goodness. We didn't use all of them. She said, "Well, I'll use this one. I don't need the other one." And she said that many times. Carolyn Skye said, "Neil, I thought it was going to be 210 page, 16 page, whatever it was." And I said, "Well, I just kept adding things that I thought needed to be there." So, you know, this is what happens to budgets sometimes. I kept telling the printer, "How much to do 16 more pages? How much 16 more?" He kept giving me new figures. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It has everything that I thought you needed to have to be successful in gardening in Texas. Chapter 1 is The Basics of Gardening. It talks about the soils of Texas, the climates of Texas, rainfall, hardiness zones. And I tell you why I think the new USDA hardiness zone map from 2010, I think it is, or 12, I guess it's, well, whenever, I think is in error. The 1990 map, I think, is the one we need to be using. Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray everything in your landscape and garden. It's never been in any book I've written before. Chapters 3 through 11 are trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Your satisfaction with the book is completely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. And it's only $33.95 plus tax and postage, and I will sign your book for you. I'll even personalize it to you or to somebody else if you ask for that. No problem at all. Glad to do it. Not in stores, not on Amazon. It's available only by calling my office Monday through Friday or ordering it from my website. The phone number Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. If you prefer, the better way is at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD School Board. We believe that Serenity High is still the nation's only public recovery high school. Serenity High offers a sober and nurturing environment for students. Serenity High is open to students from McKinney as well as other partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call 469-302-7830. 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Thank you, Lynn, very, very much. And let me talk to you about advanced foundation repair. Let's talk about what happens to a foundation when it's really wet like this. You know, our clay soils swell up. They swell up a great deal when they get wet. And then when they get dry, they shrink. You've seen that happen if you've ever been out on the, maybe out in a farm field, or if you've been on a golf course that is not really highly maintained. I have. I've been on some municipal golf courses where they have a sprinkler, and I actually played on a course once with my son where they had a sprinkler, and we kind of trailed the sprinkler around the golf course, and I watched one of my golf balls roll into a crack and disappear way down. It's down there, down way down there. I see it down there. Couldn't get the ball out again. That's what happens, and when that happens to your house, that's pretty bad. Advanced Foundation Repair can come out and monitor your home. They have some pretty sophisticated ways of telling if your foundation is in distress. They will draw it's almost like a topographic map. I mean, it's not a highly sophisticated thing, but it will be a very sufficient thing to show where there are problems in your foundation. They did that for us, and they showed us exactly where the problem was. And when we peeled the carpet back to have the foundation repaired and do some remodeling, be darned, they were exactly right. And they came out and made our house whole again. I use that phrase on your behalf. They will make your house whole again, and they will do that. They're amazing. They are absolutely amazing. I hope you never have a foundation problem, but if you do, I am comfortable in knowing that they will make it right. They will make your house right so that the windows and doors will work properly, so that the tape and bed work will stay right where it's supposed to be, and the cracking and peeling and all the problems will be things of the past. Advanced foundation repair. Don't delay. Don't wait for the soil to dry out. Things just get worse and worse and worse the longer you wait. Call them now. Call them Monday morning. Advanced Foundation Repair. Their website is foundationrepairs.com, plural. Foundationrepairs.com. The company is Advanced Foundation Repair, the best in the business. I've told you that since 1995. 214-333-0003. It's Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
Welcome back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And here's your host, Neil Sperry.
All right, ready to go to work. Let's go to Randy in North Richland Hills. Randy, this is Neil. Good afternoon.
Neil. Yeah, I have some gladiolas I planted back in early spring. They're about 2 foot tall. They're nice and green. I planted them with some 10-10-10 fertilizer and just not getting any blooms. You think there's any hope?
Yes. Are they still growing?
They're still growing, but you gotta keep expecting to see some blooms.
I wonder if they're ready yet. If they're still growing and they're 2 feet tall, I don't want to know where you bought them exactly, but did you buy them from a really top quality source, or were they bargain?
It was a big box store.
All right. That would fall more into the category of bargain bulbs, probably. They're corms. They're actually corms. I hope they'll do well for you. They're in full sun?
Yes.
All right. I would just wait it out. It's pretty early. It's still May. They should bloom, and they should bloom fairly soon, I would think within a couple of weeks. But I'd just sit tight. Can't do much else.
Okay. I know I can't. I just, I didn't know. I think I did everything right, maybe, other than not buying them from a better supply.
Yeah, you always want to buy number one corms from a really good full-time nursery where you're getting the very best. They will grow here, and they'll grow very well here. They tend to get top-heavy, so when you plant them, you always want to put the stake right beside them at that time. So you know right where they are and where you can put the stake in the ground or the little cage that they grow in or however you want to support them. That's the one downside for them is you get them up in fairly good size and you get a storm like today through and they'll get blown over. But anyway, well, I hope
the first year to grow. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I hope they'll bloom for you. Good luck with them. Thanks for the call. Let's go to, I see we lost that one call, Mike. Let's go to Patricia in Hillsboro. Patricia, this is Neil. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
I have a problem because I haven't seen the problem. It's my daughter's problem, and she's at work.
Okay.
She lives in Chandler, where it's, of course, wetter than here, mm-hmm. and she has pecan trees. And this year, her pecan trees have little bumps all over the leaves, all over mm-hmm. the branches, and all over the trunk. And she didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be on the trunk. They'll be all over the leaves and on the stems of the leaves, the petioles. That's called pecan phylloxera gall, phylloxera. It is caused by insects that come along in the early spring, just as the leaves are emerging. The good news out of all of it, Patricia, is that they're not of great concern. They're not terribly harmful. They will knock a lot of the leaves off, the early crop of leaves. I have them on our driveway. I'm sure when I get home tonight, I'll see them all over the driveway from the rain and wind. Then they're gone. The first crop of leaves will have pecan phylloxera galls, and then from that point on, you don't see them the rest of the growing season.
They're temporary.
They're permanent for those leaves, but they don't come back and reinfest other leaves later in the season. And pecan trees have had them as long as we've had pecan trees, and they haven't killed a pecan tree yet. So.
Okay. Now, she opened them up and there were something, bugs or something?
That's correct. There are insects in there. The adult female insect stings the tissue, lays her eggs, and the eggs develop within the galls. But if you were going to do anything to try to limit them, you would have to spray with malathion at the time that the leaves are just emerging. And there's nothing you can do at this point.
Okay, thank you so much. That's a big relief.
You are, yeah, and the tree will be fine. You're doing fine. Have a great day. Thanks for the call. All right, that opens all lines. We had another call, and we were kind of wondering about it. And so that is self-solved, and we have all lines open. Give us a call right now, won't you please? 888-787-KLIF. 888-787-5543. Sometime I'll tell you. 888-787-5543. Please do call right now. Dallas Plumbing Company. And this is a wonderful opportunity for you and one that we will take advantage of. Excuse my grammar, all you English teachers. For a limited time, this is a $79 complete air conditioning checkup. My friends at Dallas Plumbing Company are offering a one-time, one-system air conditioning checkup with the Texas heat right around the corner. As soon as this storm is passed, it's cool out there right now. Not going to be cool much longer, folks, and it's going to be hot and humid. You're going to want that air conditioner to function properly. This is the time to call Dallas Plumbing Company to do a thorough 15-point checkup on your air conditioner for just $79. And that's per system. If you have two or three air conditioning units, then have them do all of them at the same time. It is a wonderful value. We've been having Dallas Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning do this for our systems, both in spring and fall, for many years, 8 or 10 years now. It's a savings of $100 or more for per system. If you like the service, you can sign up for the twice yearly plan for just $80 more. Now, here's the phone number to call to get the system checkup. It's 214-761-6779. If you have need of any air conditioning heating, not heating at this time, but air conditioning or plumbing services, you can use that same number for them. That's 214-761-6779. My favor I ask of you, if you use their website, dallasplumbing.com, and if you use the phone number that is there, their main phone number, just please tell them, hey, Neil was saying great things about you people. I want to give you a chance. That's Dallas Plumbing. They are fabulous. They've been in business since 1903. That's a long time. They are good. Dallas Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning. And remember that $79 15-point checkup, 214-761-6779.
Licenses M39503 and TACLA 38830C.
If you have trees, and most of us do, you need to have the name Arborological Services written down somewhere. It's a word that is so big that most people forget. Neil, what is that? What is that company that you recommend for tree work? Arborological Services. No wonder people forget. Arborological Services, been in business since 1981. Steve Hauser is the founder owner. He and Kevin Bassett and Russell Peters, all three of them have been named Arborists of the Year for the great state of Texas. They are incredibly environmentally responsible. They take care of all trees, their clients' trees. Some of them are rare and historic trees. Some of them are just beautiful landscape trees in average yards like ours. They take care of all the trees at our home. They do everything from historic tree preservation to routine management and maintenance. They can do a cabling of trees to make sure that there are no risks posed to houses. They can do lightning arrest. They can even testify in court. Whatever it is you need, there is no company any more respected in the world of tree service than Arborological Services. The website is arborological.com. On Facebook, they're Arborological Services Inc. Twitter at The Tree Experts. The phone number, they're local only, but they got a toll-free number to make it easier for you. 866 952-7267. That's Arborological Services, arborological.com. They're also on my homepage, 866-552-7267, Arborological Services.
It's time now for a little bitty garden tip. I think you'll find it useful. Boost your lawn into really active growth this year. By this time of year, both St. Augustine and Bermuda are growing at their best paces of the entire year. Both of these are warm season grasses. That means that they're happiest in these 80 or 90 degree temperatures. You can put that active growth to work for you by making sure that you have the turf adequately fed with a quality high nitrogen or maybe all nitrogen slow release fertilizer. In fact, rather than spending dozens of dollars on various types of weed killers, invest instead in a couple bags of quality lawn food. Vigorous turf that's properly fed, adequately watered, and mowed frequently will crowd out almost all weeds. If a few persist, then you can apply the appropriate herbicide. But good fertilizer is the key to getting it started, and of course with a good deep watering afterwards. I have more gardening tips for you each Thursday evening in eGardens, my free weekly electronic newsletter. Sign up at neilsperry.com.
Callaway's Nursery with their 19 Dallas-Fort Worth locations is here to show you how to have an absolutely amazing landscape. Step into any of their greenhouses, great day to do that, and be amazed with their selection, including longtime favorites, Cora, Vinca. Callaway's has them in a variety of colors to make your flower beds and containers dazzle. Cora Vincas are known as gold medal performers in Texas weather conditions. You'll enjoy the abundance of parasol-shaped blooms that rest above their deep glossy leaves. In addition to their beauty, they are super easy to grow, and they come in big 4-inch pots with a healthy root system. While you're in the store, be sure to talk to one of their Texas certified nursery professionals. They can answer your questions and give expert advice. They have more than 100 Texas certified nursery professionals at the Callaway's Nurseries. That is leadership in the nursery industry. You can always count on Callaway's to bring you their very best flowers, edibles, trees, and shrubs, all backed with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. A better garden begins with a better plant, and that's exactly what you'll find at your local Callaway's Nursery. To find a Callaway's near you, visit their website at callaways.com, callaways.com. Callaway's Nursery. Life lived beautifully.
This is Dana Lash. I live here in the DFW just like you, and there's no other place I'd rather be. And I'm stoked to have my show here on 570 KLIF. If you want to hear fun discussion about all of the top issues of the day, plus a lot of irreverence, make sure you tune in. Listen to The Dana Show weekdays noon to 2 for straightforward opinion and entertainment right here on Real News and Information, 570 KLIF.
Neil Sperry's eGardens is my free weekly newsletter. It comes from my computer to yours every Thursday evening, just a little bit after 6 p.m. One of the stories that I always will write for you is Gardening This Weekend, where I outline the things that you need to do on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that follow. Another of the stories is a featured plant of the week. Another story is the question of the week, the most asked question that I've received, and perhaps sometimes a second question of the week. And then sometimes we have a guest writer, Diane Sitton from East Texas, or Stephen Chambly from Chandor Gardens in Weatherford. Other times, I'll write the fifth story. But always five stories, always free, always sent directly to your email box on Thursday evenings. You sign up for it at neilsperry.com. You click on the eGardens tab. You can scroll down past the sign-up spot, and you can see the most recent issue of eGardens. But then you need to remember, be sure to sign up for it so that you'll not miss any of the issues of eGardens. Be sure to click open each time that they come. Neil Sperry's eGardens at neilsperry.com.
Welcome back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And here's your host, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Snoopy. And back to the phone lines. Let's go to Linda in Fort Worth. Linda, this is Neil. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi. What can I do for you?
Well, I would like to know what you'd suggest for a ground cover or plant or bush of some sort that would be able to take up a lot of water during damp seasons but wouldn't die out when it's drier weather.
I think you're asking for too much, Linda. I think the better thing to do is to figure out how to get the excess water away and then plant a really good ground cover that can tolerate both. I think I can give you ground covers that can handle a good bit of moisture and that are well adapted in hot weather, but they're going to need moisture when it gets dry. You can't just put them out on their own and never water them. In full sun, I would use purple winter creeper euonymus. That long name is one ground cover. Purple, if you just ask for winter creeper, nurserymen will know what you're asking for. It has become the most popular full sun ground cover that we have. And I enjoy seeing that because I think I might have been one of the first ever to recommend it. I don't take any credit for that. Others knew it was good also. But purple winter creeper euonymus, and then in the shade or a little bit of morning sun, I use mondo grass, monkey grass, regular monkey grass, not dwarf. And it has done really well for me. I have a lot of it at our home, and it takes moist soils very well, but it also will tolerate normal moisture, normal moisture that like the rest of my yard. Those would be the two, but I would try to figure a way to either put some French drains in your landscape or to grade it just a little bit differently to figure out where the water is coming from and not let it pool and puddle in your yard.
Okay. You say regular monkey grass or mondo grass?
Yeah, it's the same plant. It's mondo grass. It's Ophiopogon. It has all kinds of names. I don't know why one plant has to have so many names, but it's the one that gets about 6 or 7 inches tall. It makes a beautiful ground cover. I have used it where we have enough shade that I can't grow grass, and I've used it as my ground cover of choice there. We probably have a quarter acre of it just because it is easy to propagate. I bought a bunch to start with 20 years ago, and I just keep propagating my own.
Okay, good.
So those would be two that I would recommend to you. But like I say, it's not that hard to get a rear tine, where the tines are behind the wheels, a rear tine rototiller, and rake to get a good grade where the water goes away from your home and to the storm sewers or wherever it needs to go to get away from where it's causing you problems. I just had to do that in our landscape a couple of months ago because I had done some re-landscaping in our yard about 3 years ago, and without knowing it, I had built a dam, a levee, farther down in our yard that was backing water onto our front porch and into the front door. And I finally got to thinking, we've lived in our home for 42 years, and this all began 4 years ago. What did I do 4 years ago that caused this problem? Oh, no wonder. I built some berms, and I took the lawn out because of shade and put these mounds in. I'll bet I blocked the flow of the water. And sure enough, as soon as we cut a trench and did some re-landscaping that took 4 hours, all of a sudden the water didn't back up onto the porch. Duh. So, like I always say, do what I say, not what I do.
Well, if I were to want to consult somebody, can you suggest somebody that would know about the French drains?
What you would want is a landscape contractor, and I don't know who I would recommend. I don't know the landscape contractors in Tarrant County as well as I should, perhaps. I live in McKinney, but I'll tell you exactly who would know them really well, and that is the people at WhizQ Stone, the people who sell stone to them. They know the landscape contractors better than anybody. Mike and Derek Wisenand are the owners, father and son team, at Whiz, WHIZ-Q Stone in Southeast Fort Worth. They have both been very active in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Contracting Association at leadership level. They know the people really well. That's where I would start.
Okay, I know where they are. They're right down on 820.
They are. Ask them for a referral, and they will send you to the very best.
Okay, great.
All right.
Well, thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Jim in Arlington. Jim, this is Neil. Thank you for waiting. How can I help you?
Neil, I've been listening to you ever since you were promoting red tip fittingia, and we're not going to talk about that.
Now, Jim, that's a long time ago. Give me a break on that one.
Well, some of it worked, and yep. We tried.
Yep.
Anyway, my problem is I've got an area that's approximately 20 feet wide by 30 feet that is shaded all the time.
Ooh.
And I am trying to grow some type of grass, and I heard you talking about Mondo grass. I know little about that. What would you recommend?
Well, if you don't have any direct sunlight, you're going to have to go to a ground cover that can handle the shade, because turf grass is not going to survive. The most shade-tolerant turf grass that we have is St. Augustine. It needs 5 or 6 hours of sunlight, and you're not even close. And so at that point, you're going to have to go to a ground cover. Mondo grass is certainly a ground cover. It gives a light texture. Of course, it's not something you can play croquet on. You can't even find the croquet ball in Mondo grass, but it makes a nice ground cover.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You are welcome very much. A couple of times a year, I will put a lengthy story on my Facebook page, and especially in eGardens, my electronic newsletter, dealing totally with what I have done in our shade landscape to cope. I just did that not too long ago, and I did a really lengthy one last year in eGardens. The whole issue of eGardens was dealing with shade, and there are 6 or 8 or 10 pages in my book that you've heard me talking about that deal with shade and how you cope with it, and the ground covers that are good in shade, and color in the shade, annual and perennial color, and shrubs that do well in shade, small trees like Japanese maples and dogwoods and such, and hollies that will do well in shade, and in my book, this newest book, because it is such a common problem. We all plant trees and we want them to grow, and then all of a sudden they get too big and the shade becomes excessive by standard of regular landscaping, and so I do have those solutions. So anyway, those are places that I've spent a lot of time writing and illustrating, so hopefully they will be of help. Give us a call right now. We have all of our lines open, and that's happened. We've taken a lot of calls this afternoon, but they have come in bursts, and right now we are needing a burst. We've had a blast. The number is 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. Call right now, please, and we'll get you on. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is not in stores and it's not on Amazon, but I can get one to you very quickly if you will order it in the next day or so. I'll be signing books tomorrow night and also on Monday, and we'll be getting them in the mail Monday afternoon. This is not a redo in any way. This is not a redo of my cowboy boot book that was done in 1991. Actually, it was also done in 1982 and 91. That goes back a long ways, almost 40 and almost 30 years ago. This one is my newest book, 344 pages, 840 of my best photographs. This book has 11 chapters that cover all aspects of landscapes, lawns, and gardens for all of the state of Texas, southern Oklahoma. It's a hardback printed on high-quality paper, printed in San Antonio, Texas, not in China. Cindy Smith was the graphic designer, and Carolyn Skye, the editor of this book for me, and the three of us worked as a team. I will tell you that I work 12 to 14 hours every day except Sundays, and even on Sundays I work half a day, to get this book ready for you in a year, and you're going to be able to buy it for $33.95 plus tax and postage. I will sign your copy of the book and we'll get it in the mail right away. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. The way that you order it would be to go to neilsperry.com and order it there. That's the better way of your two options. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. But you can also call Monday through Friday if you prefer to my office at 800-752-GROW. That's an O, not a zero. It's 1-800-752-GROW. 4769. The better way, as I said, though, neilsperry.com.
As soils go from dry to wet to dry, our foundations are taken along for the ride. Serious damage can ensue. If you're seeing signs of what you fear might be foundation issues, let the experts at Advanced Foundation Repair do their thorough evaluation on your home's foundation. It's free, and if you don't have foundation problems, they'll tell you so. Their work is affordable, and it's guaranteed for the lifetime of the home. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, Foundation Repairs.
Texas Pure Products, member cities, Plano, Allen, Frisco, McKinney, and Richardson. Awarded large-scale composter of the year by the U.S. Composting Council. Help them keep the compost clean by putting grass clippings in compostable paper bags. Send them only shrubs, yard trimmings, brush, and leaves. No metal bands, wire, screens, plastic bags, tags, or stakes. No concrete, fencing, nylon ropes, glass, plywood, or particle board. No pots or landscape borders. Prepared in cooperation with the North Central Texas Council of Governments through funding from the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality.
Hello, friends. This is Tommy Brummett, pastor of First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney. If you can't join us for worship in person, then please join us on your computer. We live stream at 10:05. Go to sharingtheheart.org, click on sermons, or join us on Facebook. Our 10:05 sermon is carried on Facebook Live. See you on the internet. God bless you, and have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Tommy. And let me tell you about Mueller right now. We're going to go back to the 1930s. They were difficult times for America. The country was in the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce. Hopes remained high. It was during that time that Mueller started making metal products. Now, more than 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller and its products understand what it means to weather the storm. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in our area. No kidding! A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and snowstorms in parts of Texas for years to come. That's a lot longer than a conventional roof. If you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home, a roof that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, to learn more and to find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head. Give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553. Or stop by one of their 33 locations today. Mueller, made in America and made to last.
Welcome back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And here's your host, Neil Sperry.
All right, let's go right back to work. Let's go to, we have a couple of Zoysia questions coming up. Let's go to Ken and Richardson. Ken, this is Neil. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Neil. My wife and I recently bought a house in Richardson and had some work done on our trees, but we still have shade, and we've heard that the emerald zoysia grass is a good shade-tolerant type of grass. Is that true?
It would not be at the top of my list for shade tolerance. I have a landscape architect friend who uses it in her designs when she has some shade. But I do think that St. Augustine is still going to tolerate more shade than any of the zoysias will. It is a pretty grass. It's a fine textured zoysia, as zoysias go. You could certainly try it, but if you've had St. Augustine and failed with it, I would not expect emerald zoysia to hold up to the shade any better.
Okay, yeah, we haven't tried anything yet, so... we have probably an equal amount of full sun as we do, you know, the shade in the yard. So
emerald has been around a long time. I think it was around when I was a kid, and I'm far from that now. So it's certainly not a brand new variety. There is a comparatively new variety that was developed right up the road from you on Coit Road at the A&M Center called Palisades. And that one has really kind of risen to the top of the recommended list. And it's not as fine textured as emerald is, but it's a very durable, very well-recognized variety. So you might want to do a little more research and see what you think. Palisades, okay. I think you would find to be recommended more often than Emerald.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Neil.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. Let me go to Vicki in Dallas. Vicki, this is
I'm
Neil.
On the radio.
Yeah, thanks for waiting on me. How can I help you?
Well, we have Zoysia. I'm not sure what variety. It was put in a year ago as sod. And we have a lot of Dallas grass. And we didn't know how to get rid of that without killing the lawn.
Did it come with the Zoysia?
No, it showed up this spring. I mean, the broadleaf weeds, we put the southern weed seed out, and it killed most of the other broadleaf, but it doesn't kill
Dallas grass is a one of a kind.
Yeah.
So you didn't have any of the Dallas grass a year ago, and all of a sudden you have a lot of it?
Oh, yes.
All right. Unfortunately, we don't have, there's nothing in the repertoire that I can give you, recommend to you that will kill Dallas grass without killing Zoysia. I don't think there ever was, because even when we had access at consumer level to MSMA, I think it would have killed the Zoysia. So, unfortunately, I fear that what you're going to have to do is spot treat with one of the glyphosates, such as Roundup or Cleanup.
We tried Roundup last year for some weeds, and the Zoysia's never grown back. It's still
Hang on, though. You need to use the original glyphosate-only Roundup product. Roundup is an umbrella product name now. It was such a successful product when it came out that the manufacturer decided, well, that worked well. Let's just put a bunch of different things under that umbrella name and use it as, it's like our Model T did so well, let's call everything Ford and make a bunch of other products. And I'm not trying to compare, none of which is a bad deal. It's just good marketing. But you have to be sure that you get the Roundup product that has only glyphosate. It is active only as long as it is being used on the grass. It does not go into the soil. It does not have any persistence in the soil. The combination products that are sold under the Roundup name do have persistence, and you may have gotten one of those. Anyway, to my point, what I would suggest is take a 1 gallon milk carton, cut the bottom out of it, take the lid, discard the lid, take your spray wand and spray through the lid, through the top. And that way you can put it right down over the Dallas grass, and you can, or a quart container if these are small clumps, and just spray the Dallas grass. It's going to kill the Zoysia, but it will not keep the Zoysia from coming back. You can dig plugs and plant back in. You can do whatever you need to get it to spread and cover. It's tragic that you had Dallas grass there and then planted the Zoysia or whoever did, because Dallas grass is the worst weed you can get in a Zoysia lawn, as you know. But that's what you'll have to do. There is no other way around it, unfortunately.
Should we be bagging our clippings when we
I would to keep the seeds from, every seed is fertile, so yeah, I would. I sure would. I got to run. I appreciate your call. Folks, tune me in tomorrow morning on WBAP from 8 until noon. 8:20 a.m. is the frequency. Mike Bass, thank you. Happy gardening.